It's Friday, and you're listening to the Teach Computing podcast. This is a podcast that we record each week to help those people who are thinking of teaching GCSE computing to find practical ways that they can do that. I'm actually at a Raspberry Pi training course today that I'm leading in Daresbury, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and speak to some of the people at the event to find out what we're doing and what they're getting out of the event.
There's an F. So it's like when you touch colour.
Carry on. Yep. So are lots of questions going on here? What are you asking?
Oh, yes. I don't even know which cat I am, actually.
You're the brown one, Wes. Don't worry,
I'm
with
you. Known. God, where am I going? I've been on the booze.
So is there some...
Are you asking questions to try and figure out what's going on?
Yeah, sort of. So, what was your first approach in terms of trying to move the stage on?
We first broke it down into making the stage, and then we looked at
because it was on white.
So, Bill, you're a teacher, is that right?
I'm not a teacher now. I look after systems and I do a bit of CPD at the School of Work.
Right. But do you not think that today is specifically planned for teachers to come along?
I don't think today is really centred on teaching. I think it's centred on how we could be using equipment, software ideas to engage learners and maybe to engage teachers as well.
So what kind of things have you done today? What have you found value from?
It's getting on for 25 years since I last did any programming with Logo and floor turtles and maths, and it's just reminded me that it's not as difficult, it's every bit as much fun, and I should have been doing more of it.
And have you got a Raspberry Pi yourself?
I have indeed.
And what have you already done with your Raspberry Pi before today?
I've managed to flash the card, get an operating system on it, I've managed to have a troll around the desktop and begin to get a bit interested and excited about what I might be able to do with it.
And have you done anything today that kind of makes you think when you go home that you're going to try some more things?
I'm certainly going to be playing with Scratch on it. I've just been introduced to Python, and it reminds me a great deal of what I used to do with Logo, syntax, bracket, structure. It reminds me about basic HTML coding and about making sure you've got the brackets in the right place and the syntax is correct, the commands and the functions and everything else. So, yeah, it's reawakening interest for me.
And if you were trying to persuade somebody else to take part in a day like this, what would you say?
Drag them along.
Yeah.
I'd just make sure they win.
Yeah, even if they're kicking and screaming?
Absolutely. I think there's going to be a lot of that. Over the next 6 to 12 months, there's going to be a lot of kicking and screaming from traditional IT teachers.
Thank you very much, Bill. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.